Thank you. Greetings, friends. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse number 10. There in this great high priestly prayer of the Lord Jesus, consumed this whole chapter 17 in his prayer to the Father, in which he used 623 words. Can be read in 3 minutes without difficulty. It's not a long prayer, but it's the most comprehensive piece of literature anywhere. In it, the Lord prays for his own, and he says in verse 9, from John 17, I pray for them, that's his own disciples, those that thou hast given me, he says, that those that believed in him, I pray not for the world, but them, for them which thou hast given me, for they are mine, they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine. So here is a double ownership. Those that come to the Lord Jesus through faith, they belong to God, and they belong to the Lord Jesus. And they're owned by the Father and by the Son. Because of that relationship, it's created, and nowhere else can it be created than in contact with the Lord Jesus, the one who made it possible. And we can't help but repeat his death, his suffering, his death on the cross. Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. And he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Hence, his work on the cross, where he died, when he bowed his own head, dismissed his own spirit, after he cried, it is finished. Three majestic words, all-inclusive words, that the work of salvation, the work that justified God in forgiving a guilty sinner. The ransom price was paid. We're redeemed, not with corruptible things of silver and gold, says Peter, from a vain conversation received by tradition from the fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish, without spot. We belong then to God. We're his twice, his by creation and his by purchase. And the price, the precious blood of Christ. It cost everything to God that we could be saved. It cost everything to the Lord Jesus that we could be saved. The Father gave his only begotten Son. He gave him. The Lord Jesus, we read, he gave himself for us. And thus, the eternal way of salvation was completed, and there's only one way. And that way is a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. We come by way of the Lord, by way of the cross, by way of his suffering and his death. And now he says in verse 10, all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Here's another great I am. The I am of glorification, of honor, of majesty. And I am glorified in them. Oh, my friends, here's something that's food for thought. I am glorified in them. They're the Father's, he says. And then he says, they're mine. Yes, they belong to God, indeed. And the Lord Jesus honored God. He justified God so that God can be justified now in justifying a guilty sinner and making him or her as if they had not ever committed a sin. The legal authority of our country may pardon a man, but he only sets him free from the penalty that he should have borne. He cannot justify him and make him innocent. If he's committed the crime for which he was convicted and sentenced, he can be pardoned from the sentence. But he can never be justified by man, even the chief executive of our land, and made as if he had not sinned at all. But God can. God justifies the sinner in the person of the Lord Jesus. Another of the great marvels of God's eternal salvation. Excuse me. He wipes away the guilt. The sin has been answered for, therefore two people cannot be punished for. The Lord Jesus bare all the penalty, all the suffering, all the sentence that was due to me, he beareth on the cross. So by believing in him then, identifying myself as the Savior, as my Savior, that he died for my sins, then I'm justified. And we're being justified freely by his grace. Again, it's all free. There isn't anything we can buy from God, either in the way of money, or work, or prayers, or religious duties, or whatever the media might be. We cannot buy anything from God. He's the benefactor. He's the one who gives and gives and gives. But now to think, friends, here is something that is food for thought. And I am, he said, glorified in them. Yes, friend, there's an astounding truth of the Scripture that every guilty sinner that comes repentant to the Lord Jesus by faith and accepts him as Savior, realizing in their souls that on the cross he paid the price for our redemption, we're saved by his grace. And that means that another soul is going to be in glory. That means another soul is saved from a lost eternity. That means that another soul is saved from the hand of Satan. And God says, the Lord Jesus here says, that glorifies him. That brings honor to him. Of course so, because that another poor sinner, unable to save himself, to give to God a ransom for his soul or for his brother, he comes and he accepts God's offer of mercy, God's way of salvation, and he's now saved by his grace, become a new creature in Christ. Jesus is born again. He's saved for eternity. For I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never. Never. Never perish. Yes, they have everlasting life now. Therefore, it cannot be taken away from them. They live for all eternity. And we bring glory. Thus, by trusting Christ, we bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a marvelous matter this. What a marvelous matter to think that I, a guilty sinner, a lost sinner, by trusting Christ as my Savior, bring glory to God, bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who paid the awful price for the penalty for my sins in his own, his precious blood shed. Shed for rebels, shed for sinners, shed for me at the cross of Calvary. I am glorified in them, he himself has said. So Lord, we thank thee for thy grace. We thank thee for thy great provision of salvation. We thank thee there was one who could stand in the breach between us, the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who could lay his hand upon the guilty sinner and upon the holy throne of God and bring us together in him. We thank thee for the Savior. He's still able to save to the uttermost all them that come unto God by him, and those who do come, they're saved forever, and they honor, they glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, may many more come. We do pray, Lord, and we ask to bless our president, our country, our great officials, keep as a righteous nation. We pray for all of the officials of state and the governors of state and the mayors of our cities, especially, Lord, for our nation's capital. We pray and we ask thy blessings still in and through the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.